Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Kurt Walsh, the owner of The Crypt, a awesome horror cafe and shop in Blackpool. He opened last year. We did want to get up there, but obviously COVID had other plans for us, basically. So we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity whilst we were in Blackpool doing a few other things which are going to be coming out shortly, so keep an eye out for those. We'd go and check out the horror the crypt. He used to run the horror crypt down near the Blackpool Pleasure Beach. That has now unfortunately closed, but he's now onto bigger and better things, as you'll find out in this interview.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I say, I am here on location in a very sunny Blackpool today, and I am here at the Crypt with the owner, Kurt Walsh. Kurt, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm not too bad.
We're back to getting some sort of normality after a mega crappy 12 months, really, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. It's good to see kind of life come back to the town centre and like see people from other towns kind of slowly seeping back into Blackpool. Empty Blackpool was very creepy, so...
Yeah, definitely. So like I say, we are here at The Crypt, brand new sort of horror cafe, horror shop, and a little bit of a past. You used to run the horror crypt down on the promenade, didn't you?
But basically that was... I went from working at Passage Altair as an actor to it was a bit of a passion project, really. I was always a big fan of the old horror crypt when I was a kid. When we kind of saw it in a bit of a state of disrepair, me and my wife decided to take it over and do the place up. We had it for 3 years. I think we give it a good last 3 years of its life.
Yeah, definitely.
It was fun, but like I say, it was definitely a passion project. And
We always enjoyed going. Obviously, like you say, it's been there for a long time, and you can tell you put some blood, sweat, and tears into it.
Lots of tears.
And I'm sure just as many are going into this awesome place. I mean, we've been here 5 minutes, and Hannah's already picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 maybe different items.
Ka-ching.
No wonder you were happy just coming round. You know that Hannah's going to buy everything. But tell us about this new project. Obviously, it's been around nearly a year now, or just over a year.
Yeah, last September, we got the place, basically. We'd kind of, one of our big takeaways from running the horror crypt was that the location was all wrong. We were basically way past the Pleasure Beach. We were down the last thing on the promenade, basically. And the main feedback we got was that people didn't know where it was, or it was too kind of out the way. So after we closed down, I was kind of looking around property sites and stuff, and this place just came up in the middle of town. I don't think it would have been as decent a price as what it would have been had it not been for lockdown. So,
of course, yeah.
Although it was absolutely nerve-wracking, terrifying, taking over a new business in the middle of the first lockdown.
At
this stage, and who showed us around, we're kind of like, are you sure?
are you sure you want to do this? You know, there's a global pandemic right now. So that's obviously affected you with... obviously you not only do the merchandise or the clothes or all the things in the shop, which if anyone wants to check out, head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. There's a nice little sexy montage on there showing you all the stuff, and you can obviously get that online as well. There's a link so you can purchase stuff online too.
That's right, yeah, we have the website. Basically people kept asking us all the time, like, have you got a website, have you got a site? Like, you're in the shop, just buy it now.
yeah, buy it off me.
But yeah, we've bowed to pressure, and we've got a site now, the thecryptblackpool.com.
Perfect, excellent. And I'll put a link in the show notes below so you guys can get some stuff now. As I was mentioning, yeah, so you've got the sort of shop side of things and the cafe side of things. I guess that during COVID, that there's so many more boxes you had to tick to be able to open and things like that.
Yeah.
But now that's sort of, fingers crossed, touch wood, coming to an end. I'm guessing it's just, you just plan on growing and getting bigger and better, really.
We are already. I mean, we always kind of thought that maybe one or the other side would take off, like the shop would do well, but the cafe wouldn't, or the cafe would do well, but the shop was maybe a bit too niche. But since we opened, it's been a cross between people liking the novelty of being able to have a coffee surrounded by Freddy Krueger and the Frankenstein monster and stuff, and like a lot of the horror fans. But we didn't also realise how big the local like alternative community was, so the shop side has done really well, and people have been asking us to get different things in. So we've actually now got the lease for next door too.
Awesome.
So we're actually splitting the cafe and the shop into two separate kind of buildings in a way. So the building we're in currently is going to be 100% shop. We're going to have more clothes, more collectibles, more bits and pieces. And next door is going to be a more fully themed cafe slash bar. I'm going to get an alcohol license.
Wow,
that's dangerous. We're also going to put events on too. We've got a stage next door, so we're going to put things like bands. We're looking at maybe getting people like guests, like directors and actors and people to do like screenings and Q&As and stuff.
Cool.
All things we've had ideas for years, really, but obviously the original crypt was a broom cupboard. We couldn't fit anything.
It was tiny. Well, you crammed a lot in there, but
we
wouldn't be able to run the
events. We had to work with what we had, and what we had was, I think when we first took that place over, we thought it was going to be a bit like, you know, Passage del Terror and places where there's a bit of a behind the scenes bit. But it literally wasn't. Like, when you walk through the crypt, what you see is what you get. The horror crypt, sorry, the old one in Blackpool.
So, future, bigger, better, next door as well. Have you got a sort of time frame on when you want to start getting that sort of open?
We basically started already. We've already, God, I keep saying basically. I hate that. When I listen back to interviews myself, I'm like, basically.
I say obviously all the time. Like, everyone should expect me
obviously.
Obviously this is going to happen, but
we're already in there. We're already doing it up. So we're just kind of slowly taking bits and pieces from this place and putting them next door. We do want to have some kind of big opening. we've got some new figures we're going to be putting in there as well. So people who came to the old crypt will actually have something new to look forward to. We've got one we've just got hold of, which is quite a new, not a new character, but a new version of an old character.
Oh, okay.
As long as you're not scared of clowns.
Okay. Oh, I can put two and two together.
Yeah.
I might be able to guess it.
Yeah.
I might not be able to guess it.
Maybe you can guess it.
Maybe
the penny will drop.
Hannah's giggling in the background.
But I'm definitely not going to give it away and say what it is.
No, awesome. Excellent. It all sounds very exciting. I can't wait to get it. Unfortunately, this is the first time it's coming. I know ages ago we planned to come up here, but COVID, lockdown, that palaver. So now, like I say, we're here. Hannah's still looking to buy more. looking to more stuff. So everyone, get up here to Blackpool, check it out. Where exactly can they find you? Where are you based and located?
Well, location's not a problem anymore. We're bang in the centre of Blackpool. We're literally in the shadow of the tower. If you go to Winter Gardens, the big kind of central venue, there's a place called West Coast Rock Cafe nearby, and we're just around the corner from there on Bailey Street.
Perfect.
Bailey Street's the street with the big weird kind of lamps that look like something from War of the Worlds. So
it's easy to find.
If you feel like you're about to get zapped by a heat ray in the right place.
Just say it's theming for the shop.
It is. Yeah. We paid for all this.
Definitely.
It's spare no expense.
It's all about like the ambiance of the whole area, really.
Well, they filmed Star Wars recently around here as well, like up in Cleveland's. So I think our kind of weirdly adventurous, futuristic decor that we had in the 90s has finally paid off.
Yes, definitely. It's all come full circle, now Blackpool's the future, definitely. Awesome. Kurt Walsh from The Crypt, a huge, huge thank you for coming on to the Scaretrap podcast, and wishing you the best of luck with here and next door moving forwards.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. I don't know, is that French for
that's
thank
French,
you?
That's French, yeah. Thank you, Sean. That's German.
International.
There we go, to all our foreign listeners. Thank you very much.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Kurt for coming onto the Scaretrap podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. Everyone, get to Blackpool. Check out this place. It's so cool. Hannah bought loads. I bought a handful of stuff as well. And it's all really well priced as well. Those kind of alternative horror style shops, they are hard to come by. And when you do, they're great. But they are usually on the pricey side. Not the Crypt in Blackpool, very, very well priced. If you can't get there, check out their website as well. I'll put that in the show notes below. But yeah, some quality stuff. And of course, you can go there, have a coffee, have a latte, have a cake, you know. The fact that they're building next door as well to kind of make it literally a two-in-one, a proper shop with a, you know, with a big star cafe sort of separately but next door to each other, that's going to be awesome. They want to get a license. I just can't wait to see the future of the Crypt. There we go, folks. It brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scaretrap podcast. First of all, a huge thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting us here on the podcast, but also on our side project Scarecam with our YouTube channel. We have just hit 1,000 subs, so a huge thank you for checking out our little mini videos that we do over on YouTube. If you're not already subscribed, head over there now. It's youtube.com/scaretrack. Just click that subscribe button and click the bell notification so you'll find out whenever we are releasing a new episode. We do lots of stuff, scare cams, coaster track, behind the screams, ghost trains, lots of different stuff. And speaking of ghost trains, whilst we were in Blackpool, we actually filmed a lights on POV of the ghost train at Blackpool. Really, really enjoyed that. So check that out as well. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Remember to follow us on all the social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. We love to interact with you guys. But for now, let's get scared.